Murph smacked him on the shoulder.
Do you honestly think we all don't know that?
I talked to my ex again, Max said. This really wasn't a kidnapping at all. She said that to light a fire under my tail. Kyle has always been a follower, you know, someone easily swayed by peer pressure. He fell in with the wrong crowd in high school, and that's how he ended up busted for drugs. His rehab counselor told me Kyle doesn't have an addiction problem. He has a self-esteem problem. Anyway, he met up with this group at some demonstration, and within a few days, he declared himself a responsivist. He even went so far as to see a urologist about a little snip-snip, and is now in Greece. Apparently, they have some sort of compound on the Peloponnesian Peninsula.
I hadn't heard of responsivists before Yannicka mentioned them, Juan said.
I don't know much myself, Max admitted. Just what Lisa told me.
You guys need to read more gossip, Julia said. It's the newest thing in Hollywood.
Is it a church or a cult or something? Mark asked.
No one is exactly sure. At least, no one on the outside, she replied. It was started back in the 70s by a geneticist named Lydell Cooper. Cooper had been instrumental in developing cheaper drugs to fight malaria and smallpox. Some credit his work for saving hundreds of millions of lives. He didn't see it that way, at least not after a while, as he watched population explosions all over the globe. By eradicating diseases, he had helped remove one of the natural checks and balances in human population control. People weren't having more children, but more of the ones they had were living, and then more of their children were surviving too. Without disease, he started to argue, humanity was doomed to extinction because of our swelling numbers. He wrote a book on the subject and began to crusade for family planning on a global scale. He founded a group of like-minded people, the Responsivists, which comes from those who are responsible. Soon, the movement was known as Responsivism, and it began to attract some big-name people from all walks of life, politicians, sports stars, actors and actresses. Cooper died about 10 years ago, but the movements flourished under a husband and wife team. I don't know their names off the top of my head.
What does this group do now? Juan asked.
They operate family planning centers all over the world, providing free condoms, abortions, and reproductive surgeries to men and women. They've been in a long-running battle with the Catholic Church, as you can well imagine, and with everyone on the right side of the political spectrum.
Juan looked around the room. Next question is, what have the Responsivists done to make someone wipe out a cruise ship full of its members?
No one had an answer to that.
The circling paparazzi helicopters were foiled by the snowy white tent erected over the manicured lawns of the Beverly Hills estate. The tent was easily twice the size of the nearby Azure Olympic-sized swimming pool. When a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Bell Jet Ranger appeared, as per their instructions, the two hired choppers took off before their tail numbers could be identified for later prosecution for encroaching on the no-fly zone. The pilots weren't going to risk arrest, no matter how much the photographers tried to bribe and then harangue them. The pampered guests under the marquee were accustomed to such intrusions of their privacy and paid scant attention to the drama. The sound of the aircraft faded, and the buzz of conversation returned to its normal level. The band, on a raised wooden platform at one end of the tent, resumed playing, while toned starlets in skimpy bikinis, de rigueur for any Hollywood party, ventured back to cavort around the swimming pool. The house looming over the expansive backyard was a faux Mediterranean villa encompassing nearly 40,000 square feet of living space, with a separate guest house twice the size of the average American home. The underground garage could accommodate 20 cars. Two multi-million dollar properties had been bought and leveled to give the new owners what they wanted, and crews had worked nearly around the clock for 3 years to complete the walled compound. In a town accustomed to garish displays of wealth, the estate had sent chins wagging since it was first proposed. The owners were Thomas and Heidi Severance. They weren't actors, nor were they moguls in the film industry, although Tom Severance had worked as an executive at a studio for a couple of years. They were the benefactors and guardians of the estate of the late Dr. Lydell Cooper, the founder of Responsivism, and they now headed the growing institution. The money to build the house, which doubled as the group's California headquarters, had come from donors from all over the world, although the bulk had been raised among the Hollywood elite, who flocked to Responsivism in ever-increasing numbers.